Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. Tonight, this evening, the air date of this episode is November 23rd, 2021. I'm your host and executive producer, Shabaka St. Croix. I'm joined by our co-host and associate producer, the one and only Mr. Jesse Paris. Also, too, our episode tonight is inspired by feature commentator, the Anchorman, who should be joining us shortly, the Eurocentric Invasion of the Black Mind. We are having an open mic discussion tonight about the damage that has been done to the mindset of black youth, which in turn has perpetuated a pattern of self-destruction, apathy, hatred of self, lack of cohesiveness, and the destruction of the black family unit. In these contemporary times, it is quite obvious that we as a people must be concerned with our own interest only. We need economical, educational, commercial innovation to repair this damage. Other groups have no problem securing the interest at our expense, and we are conditioned through Eurocentric values and beliefs that our only hope is to be carbon copies of our oppressors. Nothing could be further from the truth. We invite our callers and guests to share ideas, thoughts, and thoughts to countermand this destruction. All we have is each other, black family. Please call in with your comments, questions, concerns, and ideas how to countermand this travesty. This episode will be uncensored, and it is for those 18 years of age and over. And this episode is sponsored by FrontlineCampaign.org. Definitely check out Frontline Black News on StreamYard every Saturday night. Definitely check out the Revolutionary Their Agenda, you know, hosted by Brandy. Okay, and let's see, we got a caller here at the 864 area code, the last 47244. You know, join us if you like. Just simply press 1 and we'll be happy to bring you in the queue. Okay, Brother Che, what I got here in the notes tonight, you know, is that this Eurocentric invasion of the black mind, you know, does cause and has caused the pattern of self-destruction. Poverty, lack of self-worth, you know, living costs going up, low self-esteem, and, of course, this is a lot perpetuated by mainstream media. The failure of the public education schools, commonly referred to as the public indoctrination centers, black children don't learn true history of self, or leads to a lack of cohesiveness, and also to a lack of self-worth. And the main cause of being, and also that is one of the main causes of us being exploited by other groups commercially, educationally, technologically. The lies of social media, that's flagrant, you know, amongst our youth. And then also, too, we want to talk a little bit about the post-traumatic slave syndrome, you know, by Dr. Joy DeCurry. You know, she's very, very informed, sister, very, very educationally, you know, intact. Okay, and I do believe I see we got the anchor man calling in right there. We're going to unmute his mic.
Yes, sir, from my campaign, every day, all day.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Black Army has arrived.
Yes, sir, without a doubt. Well, you know, this is the anchor man, ladies and gentlemen, you know, who inspired this episode this evening. So we're discussing the Eurocentric invasion of the black mind, causes of the pattern of self-destruction, poverty, dealing with it, you know, of course, high living costs, low self-esteem that is perpetuated by mainstream media and social media. And the failure of the public educational school systems, you know, and not to mention, you know, the fact that we don't get the true history of ourselves, which leads to a lack of cohesiveness and consciousness, you know, as well, too. So the main causes of this lack of cohesiveness is one is the educational system, in addition to what they see through social media, and then in addition of how it shatters the cohesiveness and that allows us to be exploited by other groups commercially and educationally and economically. And then the lives of social media, you know, that's flagrant amongst our youth and what have you. All right, Anchor Man, I'm going to turn it over to you since you inspired tonight's episode, sir.
First of all, I want to say peace, Black family. You know, salute to all the soldiers out there on the front line. You know, and I hope the motherfuckers over there get convicted. I don't know. Did they get convicted?
We're still out in deliberations.
This whole thing is
an arbitrary trial.
Yeah, this whole thing is served. But first of all, I want to say that it's a miseducation and an indoctrination going on. And toward Black people that's degrading us and it's taking us off our path and it's just destroying us in general. I feel that every day they try to throw another wrench in our program and try to just misguide us, mislead us into more turmoil, Black and Black.
Oh, yeah.
Ramel.
Okay, Anchor Man. You're kind of fading in and out, Ramel. Yeah. You're kind of fading in and out.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I was just saying that we become so reliant on them that, we don't go for self anymore. And I feel that we need to go for self and have Black-owned business, entrepreneur mentality. We just need to go for self, man, and stop relying on them for everything, for our education, for our needs, buy Black, and endorse Black. That's what I'm on. So that's the program today. You know what I mean? Is that, their concepts and their ways and actions are those of the snake of the grafter type, and they're real mischievous, real diabolic, and everything that they teach us ain't for our improvement, it's for our degradation.
Oh, absolutely, indeed. And then, too, they, through the educational system, they perpetuate, a lot of that degradation, and this is what I was saying in the intro about how it kills our cohesiveness, is because we're taught, the exact opposite. Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah, we got a caller in here. I'm about to unmute that mic out of the 437 area code. Okay. And, unmute that mic and have him join us right there. Yeah, good evening there to you. Is this Brother Colleen?
Yeah, yes, sir, my brother. How you feeling?
Okay. All right. Yeah, we got Brother Che with us, and we got the Anchor Man with us, tonight.
Brother Colleen, nice to meet you. Ramel understanding, brother. I don't know if you can hear me. I said, peace,
Brother Colleen.
My name is Ramel understanding. Nice to meet you, brother.
Good to meet you, my brother. I hope we can connect and build something long-term for the future for our people.
Oh, absolutely, indeed. And this is why, we're discussing this issue right here, is because I was just looking over some material by Dr. DeGruy that I was telling you, Brother Che, about the post-traumatic syndrome. You see what I mean? And these educational systems, these public indoctrination systems is where that starts messing up our youth, like kindergarten, number one, first, second grade, what they call that there, grammar school, right? And that's where it starts at, is because they're learning a Eurocentric culture in their formative years as opposed to an Afrocentric culture. So quite naturally, of course, that they countermand the development and innovation that we need to become self-sufficient, is because that's the only solution. Particularly in contemporary times, with this high-tech shit, man, the scandemic, plandemic, or whatever that they got going on. But I've noticed that everything in the last 50 years that I've seen, there's always been great effort to try to shadow Pan-African and Black cohesiveness. Yeah, I'm talking about even when
they're trying to teach haterism, traitorism, trickery, and treachery, brother. Everything that defiles man and the nature of man. You know what I mean? You know, so you know everything that they teach us and they inform us about isn't meant for our advancement at all. It's meant for our destruction and to keep them rich and us poor, and them with and us without.
What up?
Keeping us as a have-not. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and then it's trying to make it look as if it's natural. When it came to unnatural movements of humanity and capitalism. Capitalism has tried to make the have-nots look as if that's their natural positions to have without, when it was Europe that was deficient of resources in the past, present, and the future. And now they're making synthetic currencies such as Bitcoin and other non-resource, imaginary resource based material. Even the dollar used to be put on the fiat currency, which is based upon speculation and not gold as a natural resource as a backer.
Okay, so
you see what they did you know, there was a brother, Omar Gaddafi. He was trying to create his own currency backed by African resources. You see what they did to him. You know, they turned his own people against him, and basically he got assassinated. You know what I mean? And I totally understand where you're coming from, brother, because everything that they do and say is basically a front, man. You know, their money's a front. Their government is a front. And what I mean by that is just, you know, it's an illusion, man. It's all based on trickery and treachery. You know what I mean?
Oh,
or
yes,
as we say in the nation, trick knowledge.
Trick knowledge,
you know
that's right.
They tricking with the knowledge while we trying to inform with the knowledge. Go ahead, brother.
Nah, I mean, they told us about this, right? I mean, Brother Muammar Gaddafi, whom I studied under, because I've been to Libya as a personal guest of his regime, and I met Farrakhan's son when I was there, and he was teaching us about how to create political systems that are able to surpass what has been seen as archaic political systems of parliamentary and even congressional systems, as we have movements of popular congresses. Popular congresses, direct democracy of people coming together and actually voting on issues that affect them. I mean, this is really an elitist system where we elect people to think for us as opposed to represent us, right? So really, that's a misnomer to call a congressperson a representative, because he doesn't represent his people. He represents his party,
right?
So we realize that Gaddafi had a much more advanced political system that needs to be spread throughout Africa. I mean, once we do that, we will decolonize our mind, because the political system that we have in place now are a result of colonialism. Gaddafi was also a victim of colonialism, as the Italians called Libya the fourth shore of Italy, right?
Yeah.
So we realized that he kicked out King Idris, who was basically a puppet of the Italian government, and allowed him to escape to Egypt. In a bloodless coup in 1969, and then he ruled the Soviet
Union. Yeah, and he was only 27
years
old when he did it. Yeah, and he was only 27 when he did it. Yeah, at the age of 27.
That's having himself together, boy. Gaddafi had himself together first.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's why they had to knock him off, man. They had to knock him off because, you know, he was getting the people hip to what was true. You know, they don't want you to know the truth about nothing, man. Anybody who sees the truth, they snuff them out. You know what I mean?
Right.
On the real.
Yeah. And,
well, I mean, not anybody. I mean, there's a lot of people who have come through and have pushed truth who are still surviving. You know what I mean? We can say even lots of like Bernie Sanders, he actually spit truth about the 1%. We realize that we're fighting an economic war. I realize that, you know, if we're going to forward ourselves, we're going to have to make allies with people. But how close you make the allies is another story, right? We got to really work with people where there's common ground. And I see that Gaddafi, certainly smart enough to do so, as he worked with a lot of African nations. Like, he worked with Burkina Faso, right, with Thomas Sankara, right? So we realize
that,
you know. It's not to him, too. I mean, say who, we know who he is. So that's why we have one that's alive right now in Julius Malen. If we keep being on the dead, we are putting it, we're reinforcing it into our mind that there's an element of risk involved in this movement, but we have successful people in the movement as well, too, and we have to emulate them in order for us to continue moving our situation forward. When we look at Kwame Nkrumah, he did great things in Africa, and realizing his moves to decolonize his culture. And realize that your Eurocentric thought is certainly for us to have a focus on European ideas rather than African ideas, which are more natural to us and organic, right? So as we start to push our African thought for African people, we will start to bring out the best of our ancestors as we awaken things inside of our psyche and our genetics that hasn't been awakened for years and years and years.
Forces have been dormant. I know what you're talking about.
Definitely.
Brother.
They've been having us sleep,
you know, for so long, man, that now we're just starting to awaken, and they're trying to put us back to sleep, and that's why they're introducing all these different concepts and all these different, ideas as far, you know, and I hate to be bashing. One thing they're definitely pushing is that LGBTQ thing, you know what I mean?
This is why you got to get rid of neocolonialism. You see what I mean? It's because, see, that there is a big hindrance right now. There's the neocolonialism. You see what I mean? You know, the ones who go along for this oppression, you see, because, you know, they can't operate them unless they have some infiltrators. See, I mean, the elder told us that, you know, the other night. You see?
You know, one thing we definitely need, brother, is think tanks such as this one, you know, where we can share ideas with each other and come together as a collective. Because trust and believe, a lot of the things and the strategies that they came up with was in think tanks similar to this, you know. And one thing they definitely do is social engineering, and all their ideas and all their concepts and all the ways of utilizing media outlets have been socially engineered. You know what I mean? They plot a plan, and God plans, and God's the best plan. And who else is God but black people? You know what I mean? The black nation is God, and that's God's
the original
people. You know what I mean?
Yes,
sure, original man.
And then keep in mind that the public indoctrination centers, you see, they don't teach us this. See, so this is what messes up our children from the beginning, in the formative years, like going to kindergarten, first grade, stuff like that, you see. So this is where we start doing that ourselves, because that's where that, that's where you have, that's one way to nip it in the bud, and then keep them away from the social media unless we build our own. You see, away from the tell live vision idiot box. And then also too, it's just like when they were having like the RBG schools and Marcus Garvey Academies and what have you. See, we need more of that. And to get our public indoctrination so much, because they're going straight down the toilet. They don't have to go with them. You know, we're going to let the public indoctrination center think like the Titanic. You see what I'm saying? And then we come up there and do what we're supposed to be doing. You see?
Right.
And because this is all what everybody else is doing. You see? Except they doing it at our expense. You see? Enhancing themselves. Like to speak on the air, just press one, and, you know, we'll unmute your mic. Okay, and then, but as I was saying, you know, when we had wrote this up, that was inspired by the Anchorman, and a lot of our well wishes out there that we have spoke, you know, have said, the first thing was the educational system, and that's what Dr. DeGruy is doing, you know, with her lecture on the post-traumatic slave syndrome.
That's real mental slavery
right there.
Tony,
that post-traumatic
You know, when you look on TV, when you look on TV, they teaching us to be, you know, always involved in drama and arguing with, amongst each other and being pitted against each other. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Man, it's more,
yes,
more
sir.
Brothers and sisters on the corner, not selling drugs, but, you know, teaching knowledge, man. You know, just like the brothers from the FOI and the NY, they're out there handing out papers. And, you know, we
right.
need more people out there, man, teaching the people, man. You know,
oh,
mentor people. You know,
oh,
man,
yes,
that's
sir.
How
absolutely.
It starts, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, each one teach one according to their own understanding, you know what I mean? So, you know, we need to help each other, man, grow as a people. And one thing, one way to do that is by informing each other, and because everybody got something to bring to the table, man. You know, so everybody
exactly.
got something to offer, you know what I mean? If not, just offer
right.
your time. You know?
Exactly. And then you get some of the conscious ones such as ourselves and Brother Parrish, you know, and unify these black media, you know, so we could have our own media and tell the truth about ourselves that I'm seeing across the net. But we need to establish our own net, you see, and get away from this totalitarian mainstream social media, you know, because, like,
we
don't like what you say, so we got to silence you for 60 days and all that old type of bullshit. You see what I mean?
Once we got control over our own resource and our collective, we start to become powerful because we can shape the minds of our own people. That's how they get us
exactly.
with the Eurocentric culture, where
they
ultimately they use images to try to make us love them more than we love ourselves. Even if we don't hate ourselves, we still love them. That's still Eurocentric result. That's a result of Eurocentric conditioning. We certainly realize that.
And neocolonialism as well, too.
Word up. We're seeing that. You know what I mean? And vision plus commitment equals success. So once we commit to the process, as you're doing right now, as we come in calling on these calls regular, each of us has to go call one person to join and add on because it's a numbers game. Because very few people have the knowledge that they won't have the power.
Right.
Power. Knowledge is only
exactly.
power when you activate it. To activate it, you have to have the people involved. But once we connect all the people to the struggle, that's when the majority has the power to really overtake the minority of ignorance, the majority with knowledge. That's how we spread knowledge through this medium. I'm sorry?
Exactly.
Domino
effect,
brother.
And that day,
domino effect, brother.
Right,
yes, sir.
And that there, gentlemen, is what they call an implosion, because you have an explosion, right? But an implosion is what we need. And I think Brother Malcolm had said it best, is that you got these five digits that are separated, but bring them together and see what happens. See, that is an implosion. Yeah, you see what I'm saying? It's the exact opposite of an explosion. Yes, they.
That's
and they
John
go ahead,
Brother Parrish. Brother Parrish, what'd
you
say?
I was going to say, that John Hendrick Clark said, if you control the images, you control the people. So, Brother Kalim is right on that. As long as I control the images, I control the people. Whatever imagery they have of us, they have control over us. So, we have to take control of the narrative, Black family. We have to take control of the media and produce our own images. And what we want to see ourselves.
You see what I mean?
Yo, that's what
Hollywood comes in. The image molds the imagination, you know what I mean? And according to the Bible, the Helios Biblios, the Holy Book or the Son Book, whatever you want to call it, you know, it talks about the image of the beast and how people were worshiping the image of the beast. And that's what's going on now. You know, people worshiping a white Jesus. Everything they worship in is Eurocentric. Everything that they adore is Eurocentric. You know what I mean? It's love your own. Be yourself. Accept your own
absolutely.
And be yourself. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Right.
So, you know.
Yo, we certainly seen, right, that I'm putting out Black Jesus T-shirts for the holiday season, right? We can see them on my website. I mean, Shabaka's seen the website, and Shabaka's seen how I'm putting everything into action, making a business out of creating an Afrocentric thought. That's how we have to do through it. Remember, finance is the last step for revolution. Once we get our dollars straight, that's when they got to respect us. Right now, we talking loud and they ain't saying nothing only because there's no dollars in our pocket, and the people only respect money. It's how much money you got which makes what you say important. Right?
No,
that's why.
That's a currency.
Yeah, and what that's up? A fact. And see, and this is what the Europeans did when they had sliced up Africa there at the Berlin Conference. You see what I mean? Is that they went there, they controlled the resources, they controlled the currency, then they controlled the precious metals that were supposed to back the currency. Now, what has happened is that the Chinese, you know, through their cohesiveness, because see, you got over 1 billion people in China, or maybe almost two. And look at what they're doing. Look at how they're controlling the raw materials coming from the continent, bringing it across the Indian Ocean, prefabric, right? Then they ship it across the Pacific Ocean, and it all winds up there in Silicon Game Valley. You see?
All right, let's bring 810 on.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
810, last 416-15, bringing you on. What's the name of where you're calling from?
Oh, okay. Good evening. I'm T.D. Wahid, and I'm from Michigan.
Oh, good evening, sister. Yeah, Sister Bahid, she has the group Uncut where she drops a lot of knowledge, you know, off in her group. And then also, too, looking at this 10-minute clip by Dr. DeGruy on which he was talking about the post-traumatic slave syndrome. And you see, all that, you know, is intertwined, you know, with colonialism and neocolonialism is because the colonists, you know, Europe or England, France, or Portugal, the Netherlands, and Spain, I believe, right? Okay. They've got their puppet regimes all over there, as the brother was explaining, you know, earlier, all over Burkina Faso, like Professor Patrice Lumumba gives great lectures on about how the Chinese are there, you know, taking all of our resources, and you got these puppet regimes over there that's knuckling on there, and they're giving up the damn resources. And just like Kwame Nkrumah said in the late 50s, all through the 60s, you know, he wanted to set up the United States of Africa, you see, because all of Africa has to come together on the continent and in the diaspora to cause this economical shift. You see, it's because they're getting all the resources from us. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
You see, and he who controls the resources is controlling the game. And then they come up here and then they sell it back to us and all these other groups, you see, you know, who are taught to despise us and hate us. That's why they set up the first places in the black community. You see, selling substandard and subpar products and services, charging us taxes on non-taxable items. And this is why I appreciated that formation up there in Milwaukee, where they went up there and they checked them on that, you see. So, you know, they were standing on the square that, hey, you're not going to sit here and exploit us. And we've got to do that on a universal principle. And this is why I crumb them on Hollywood and Los Angeles and what have you. This is because of all the economical wealth that we generate, you see, from our talents, from our participation, and then purchasing these products, like from Netflix and what have you. And they sit up there and they laugh at us, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, they ain't going to give you no rewards or put you in a position where you could do something right to upgrade us. They're going to always engineer it to enhance themselves. So that's one of the elements of the European invasion of the black mind. And and then I even believe that Frantz Fanon, you know, had commented on that in his works, The Wretched of the Earth. You see, you got to get rid of these complacent totalitarians. And then what you got to do is get rid of these neocolonials. regardless of where they are. I mean, look at these sorry-ass, black-ass politicians in the United States that sell us down the tubes.
Yeah.
In a heartbeat. You know, like the fool who said that she was... Oh, okay.
We got another call. All right. The 864, last 47244.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. All righty, let them come on and let them say what's on their mind.
Season Black Power, Embargo, what's going on? What's going on?
It sounds like Brother E. Quanif.
Yeah, this Brother E. Quanif. What's going on, Brother Embargo?
Oh, man, yeah, we're having this dynamic conversation, man, you know, that was inspired by the Anchorman tonight, man, you know, the real century, the invasion of the black mind, you see. And you know me, Equanimee, I've always said it was these public indoctrination centers, you know, that start that, you see what I'm saying? And what we got to do is change the mindset, is because in these public indoctrination centers is where we learn these patterns of self-destruction and self-hate, you see what I mean, and self-degradation. And then I was also mentioning Dr. George DeGruy with the post-traumatic slave syndrome lecture that she was giving and that she's written about, you see. And then the cold part about it is that you get these, as Dr. Carter G. had said, these miseducated Negroes that perpetuate the miseducation. You see? So it's up to us to take care of this, particularly in this time, you know, going on with this pandemic, scamdemic, plandemic, genocide, whatever that they want. And they want to put this nanotechnology with you to control you. You see? And they're going to put a kill switch in it. And as soon as they don't dig what you're saying, you know, they're just going to kick you off the planet. You see, you know,
right.
Kind of like a high-tech COINTELPRO that you got going on now. You see, like that. So, and then what we got to do is to have our youth, you see, get the proper education and the proper training, you see, to counterman this. You see, and then also, too, we was mentioning about how the Chinese are taking all the raw materials off the continent, prefabbing it in Asia, then shipping it across the Pacific to Silicon Game Valley. And that's where it goes to Hewlett Packard, IBM, you know, the ones who bring you your laptops and your cell phones.
Right.
You see, and they're getting that from us, you see. So with our own resources, is that this is what they're doing to countermand us, you see, you know, to go against us. And then, of course, quite naturally, of course, with these weird laws that they make, you know, and the political machinations and manipulations that go along with it. And then, you know, you get these brain-dead Negroes, your Tim Scott, Clyburns, what have you, you know, that endorse this bullshit. And so, therefore, this is how it keeps perpetuating it, and that there's the only way to stop it. We got to go to our youth, see, because they always want to corrupt our youth, you know, with gangs, narcotics, drugs, alcohol, you know, have them going in and out of the system. Is that what now?
Nah, I'm just saying they want to corrupt the youth with Eurocentric ideas and images. These things are designed to make us become beholden towards the Europeans and separated and segmented from our Afrocentric roots, which is organic to us. And you start to embrace African culture and realize that Africans are the future, the past, present, and future of the world. We realize that cobalt is the natural resource that China is interested in comes from Congo, right? And I think 70% of it is mined in Africa. So as we control our resources, we know that Africa is putting itself in position of power once the leaders get over technology. Now, there were some leaders who do know about how to move beyond technology, such as Julius Malema, but they're not in power. So if we're going to move to strategic. Where we would put our energy into is to getting people in power who have the right ideas in order for them to progress our people.
Yeah, go ahead.
So we got to work together. We need to have a political agenda, or if not, we just walk it. Now we have people together, united as one. The masses coming together. That's unity, and that's politics. Politics can bring unity. We have to make sure that we have ourselves politically oriented for the next century, or the change, or we're going to move from a Eurocentric establishment to an Asia-centric establishment, as China wishes to colonize the world and become world leaders as well. But China is a different dynamic from Europe, no question. For they are they're definitely not trying to ridicule us as much as they're trying to rule over us and exacerbate our wealth.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what they're doing, because because they're taking over where the Belgians had left off. Okay, let's let Sister Bedea drop some knowledge. Sister Bedea.
I was just going to say, and I'm not going to take too much of your time because I got something I have to do. But I was just going to say that I can't remember the brother's name, but the brother that was talking just before. He, I agree totally with him, because as soon as we stop talking and get this engine rolling, you know what I'm saying? As soon as we can do that and be on one accord, I'm talking about throughout this global diaspora, then this thing is going to move.
Right.
And it is absolutely correct that we have to reach the children. We have to reach the youth. I'm always saying that because I see it every day. You know, I have to see this every day. And it's like if you want to see all the things, all the ills that's wrong in this country, if you want to see it, especially in our community, come to the school.
Exactly.
I got to say.
Yes,
children
ma'am.
Are the future. Yeah, ours is. But it's right there. It's right there. And that's what we got to get. But
yes, ma'am. Absolutely. You know, okay, anybody cares
that's
to
all
elaborate?
All my brothers, I got to get off of you right now, but
yeah.
I'm still listening.
Okay, all right, thank you for calling in. Okay. But at the same token, the sister is absolutely right on that, man. It's because, see, in the public indoctrination centers, you know, being in their formative years, as you can see, this is why they have this alphabetized agenda targeting, you know, our children. You see what I mean? Just like, you know, in California, you know, that they were saying in the schools they're going to come up there and have them teach them and all of that old type of shit. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
And I
then,
think
you know,
and,
yes, sir, go ahead. What do I need?
No, I'm sorry, Brother Jabbar.
No, no, it's all good, man. You see, but that's why, you know, is that, you know, through social media and things like that, they're trying to push these certain narratives, and then, you know, even the feds are pushing it as well, too. You know, even though Biden, you know, is up there saying, yeah, you know, we need more to alphabetize agenda. Oh, and then let me put it out there, yeah, too, and we still are waiting to hear from you Biden supporters, and you can give us a call here on this platform at 516-418-5996. I mean, you said it there on Frontline Black News. You're saying it here on Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. And you Biden supporters, we know you've been had. We know you've been hoodwinked and what have you. See, so this is in addition to not only do we need to push our own educational agenda, we also need to push our own economical agenda and our own political agenda as well, too. And this is why,
right,
you know,
right,
they keep
right.
having these Clyde, and this is why they keep having these Clydeborns up here, you know, Mahadnots up here, Hancoon there in Denver, Colorado, Uncle Tom Bradley in Los Angeles and things of this nature right here, is because these individuals got puppet strings on. You see? So
well,
what we got to do is that we got to get that economical power going on, because then out there we can flip the political machinations.
Well, like you say, like the topic of the show, it basically talks about the Eurocentric mentality that speaking about our people that we've had for quite some time, and it is the one that was carved into our minds. We didn't just get there mistakenly. Got there in a very intentional way. Got there by way of one of the most, not one of the most, but the most brutal atrocities. We're talking about the transatlantic slave trade. Whichever direction that it had gone into. We're talking about the crippling of the black mind. It didn't just start with this thing. Some of the symptoms in today, it started there, and then, you know, therein, it was a lot of planting, it was a lot of birthing, impregnating their idea. It was a lot of impregnating and filling us with their story rather than us understanding and telling and sharing our own story. And we're talking about why we are at a place where we can't function in our education, why it's hard to function via politics, entertainment,
right?
Health-wise, all of these in the long is because, and you were speaking about some things earlier, it's because we don't claim our own story. You know, even with the, as you guys were talking about, how everybody else is going to Africa. Now, in my conscious years, this means post me getting out of the church, because in the church is where I learned to love that cracker, right? I don't know if people that, you know, grew up in the church would be honest with that, you know, but you can say, well, hey, man, we going to leave the cracker, the white man alone, but then we go back and pray to a white Jesus, we go back and pray to somebody, you know what I'm saying? So that has to be very important when we're talking about bringing our economics together, when we're talking about unifying, especially on a mass level, because we have to realize that us as black folks and any black or African center movement that we have now that's going to be beneficial for us has the vulnerability and will be compromised. You have to realize, especially here in America, you're dealing with a cornfield society still, where people are being paid to infiltrate the Black Power movement. Why is that? This has been documented.
Oh, yes,
you
sir.
And a lot of them have
been extorted to do that, just like what happened within the case of Fred Hampton in Chicago. You see what I mean? You know, what was the dude, man, that set Fred up, and they had something, you know, hanging on him, and they says, well, if you don't do this, we're going to do that. You know what I mean? That's extortion.
And see, Shabaka, that's why it's very important. You know, all the times you're going to talk to me, you know, I've come from a spiritual standpoint, an African spiritual standpoint, because we tried to, we saw what it looked like in Jesus' hands, right? We prayed to Allah, we done prayed to Yahweh, we done prayed to a lot of people, you know, giving money to the church, all to still have drugs overflowing in the same community in which we are paying all our money to the church. So what we are finding is that, you know, we never got a time, we never got a chance to invest in our story. We never did get our chance to have our connection to the divine. So therefore, when we have our dollar, we will look at our dollar as being divine. When we look at our education, we will look at our education as being fit for us and divine. We will look at our healthcare system as being fit for us and being divine. But right now, our consciousness is in disarray. So your consciousness is discombobulated. We can't hardly see straight. You understand? So right now, we're at a time where we're picking our enemy as our brother. We are killing our brother. We're killing our brother, thinking and assuming that our brother is our enemy. You understand? But I think with a clear mind, and when we look at shows like these, and when we look at the culture that is needed, I think about my children this year, and you know Baba Amin over at the Uhuru Academy. along with the Lone Star RBGs. He's over here in South Carolina now. So they have the Uhuru Academy on South Carolina. And I think it's going to be a very important thing, which is going to be very important for us political-wise. I salute that brother, and I've been saluting him ever since he was in Texas. He's always to a point, or he's at a place now where we've been thankful to now have him in South Carolina. It wasn't no special strings I had to pull or anything to that. It wasn't that he came out here to cater to me. He was the one that he and I were just the one during in the connection. I was able to now benefit from what he had been offering, meaning our children are now part of that Uhuru Academy. And the thing that I would like to see is I want to support or have everybody at the Uhuru Academy support other African-centered schools. You understand? And people that are doing the work. And it'll be very important for those people that a lot of times we say, well, man, we want to do something for the youth, or it's all about the youth. For us, it sometimes take a dollar. Take $2.
Yeah.
Just like our people take and set aside money to give to the Red Cross, let's start giving over to some of those, you know, because I know in the case of the Uhuru Academy, they do it by themselves because they, you know, when you're doing it in the revolutionary manner, when you're doing it in the manner away from having control of the white man, it's a lot harder, right? It's a lot harder.
Right.
So, meaning, therefore, you have to finance this shit by yourself because you're not depending on
exactly.
European to come fund you. So this is why it's very important. That's why it's important for us to come together and kind of, you know, ask how these organizations are doing. Ask how, you know, even I would love to have a situation where the panel will be able to listen to some of the children. You understand, where the children can engage with the world. You understand? I think the more that we show that, not only on this platform, the more that you invite other children, other schools, because the Uhuru Academy is definitely not the only academy that's doing it. But I think that, the more that we do that and bring that on board, hopefully we can start being resounding enough where that will be the collection plate. Because we've given a lot to the cracker. We've given a lot to the Jesus, to their pale-skinned Jesus, but we don't have any schools that are for our children.
Exactly.
Right? So what happens when we now start giving to those schools that are already providing for our children, and they're not asking you for a damn thing? You feel me?
Exactly.
These are systems, they are already, if
feel
we
you, man.
Don't have appreciation, if we don't do that, then who will? You know?
Right.
Yes, sir.
Exactly. And it's up to
us.
You know,
we gotta
to take care of each other. And this is why, you know, you want to have youth, you see, up away from these indoctrination centers, is because that there is where it's going to keep perpetuating, you know, this self-destruction. You see what I'm saying? Straight out, you see, out. So what we got to do, you know, so we got to throw a monkey wrench off in that self-destruction. You see what I mean? And then the cold part about it is that the how should I say, the Eurocentric value system will sit up there and tell us that we're wrong, you know, for even feeling like this. You see what I'm saying? You know, and it's crazy. Man, it's just downright crazy. And then the cold part about it is that it is being accepted as the norm. You see what I mean?
That's the sad
part about it. Sad part about it.
Even with the homosexual, even with all this homosexual shit, man, they putting all this homosexual shit in these places, and while our children are at a place where they're trying to collect their senses and understand what a true African-centered family is about, knowing and having a functional mother and father. We don't even have that. And now you want to introduce to them while they're trying to pick up the pieces, you're going to introduce to them. And again, the cracker is doing exactly what he's supposed to do. It's up to us, the parents, the black folk that are, you know, to now engage in these discussions in our community.
Oh, yeah. And then on top of it, too, you see, but they don't want us to have that control because, see, if we did that, then they would be losing control on how they export that. And I notice every generation gets more and more sophisticated. You see what I mean? And then, but the norm is still there. You know, we go on a hell-bent self-destruction from the public indoctrination things, and then what we do is that we go against each other when somebody's trying to do something positive within the community. But we've been so conditioned to believe, you know, to hate ourselves and to hate any type of innovation. You see, that's one of the main things that has to change right there. Yes, it, you know, is the hatred of self. And then we get our kids, you know, more involved in science, technology, engineering, mathematics, you see what I mean? So that's where we start getting the upper hand on controlling this high-tech stuff, you see? But what do? They come out here with Hollywood with more and more ignorant and stupid shit, you see? And that's what kills me about it. They say more that we try to do a positive thing with black media, the more and more they come out with this stupid shit like Mad Rex on this commercial ride unicorns with Elton John with his old ass wearing pink. Yeah, that type of shit. You see what I'm saying? But you don't see no strong black male image in mainstream media. You know, the general image that they show of the black male, particularly in Hollywood and over this high-tech shit, you know, is either out here being effeminized, not doing nothing or on some dumb shit, but not nothing in regard to building up the quality of life within a black community. Not so much on the individual basis, but on a collective basis as well, too.
Yeah, that's why we got to all give thanks to Spike Lee for giving us positive images, right? The more positive images that we have, the more that we can get better pictures in our mind to visualize victory so we can work with this. I mean, the Eurocentric view of television has certainly been one to favor their people and to distort historical images. It's our duty to support our own artists for them to start leading the way and the imagination of a nation. So we got to download flows, especially those that are conscious. You know what I mean? I think I've been sending you guys some from time to time, but we got to support our local artists, even if it only costs a dollar out of your pocket. If you can do that to an artist, you can change lives and you can change the direction of the culture, so people will be more accountable for making pressure music because they won't get paid if they make music that is for the commercial. But what is actually a voice of the people saying things that people not want to hear but need to hear until they learn to want what they need. We need to hear music and watch television that is Afrocentric, that is actually showing our story, not his story, in order for us to progress ourselves and move towards a more positive, pleasant place.
Oh, yes, sir. Absolutely, indeed. You see what I mean? And then what will happen is then you start, you know, building up your own industries and your own infrastructures, you see. And then let's look at all the black talent that was stolen from the time that they invented the light bulb to the telephone, you know, to architecture, to high-tech, hidden figures and all of that, you see, because if it wasn't for our knowledges and what have you, you see what I'm saying? Because it wouldn't be the economical power that it is. And then, but the Chinese are there off in Africa, you see, and they keep Africa divided on purpose. And even the Europeans have given lectures and live feeds about why they must keep Africa broke to keep it dependent on them. But in the reverse scenario, the Eurocentric establishments are dependent upon Africa for the raw materials. You see? Because without the raw materials, man, all of Silicon Valley, man, will collapse. And that's for real. You know, even the stuff with space technology. Look at the sisters with the hidden figures. Now, I'd imagine, you know, talent like that that did it for themselves as opposed to the oppressor. See, this is the knowledge they don't want us to have. This is the knowledge we need to have, is because our very survival is dependent on it. See, that's the part they don't want you to know. And see, because once that is realized, man, you will have an economical shift, man, you wouldn't believe. Okay, let's look at the NFL. Now let's look at the NFL and the NBA. Suppose, you know, next Sunday, none of the black players suited up. No, just think
they'd
about it.
They'd be looking stupid.
Okay, now let's suppose if none of the black NBA players didn't suit up, particularly when it comes to playoff games and championship time. You follow me? You see what
yes,
I mean?
Sir, yes, sir. We need our own, brother.
And that will get their attention. They can't help but get their attention is because then what is happening is they realize that their very fucking existence is in jeopardy. You see? They don't mind putting eyes in jeopardy. I mean, look at old shit in the house, and then look at the case that's happening down there in Georgia. You see? And the part that kills me, and this should be an insult to every black person's intelligence, is that they're trying to justify murdering that man. In short, they can't get their lies straight.
That's the devil. That's how the devil works, brother. It's not the American dream. It's the American scheme, brother.
Hey, and ask yourself this question. What color is a snake's belly?
I don't know.
What color is a snake's belly?
Damn.
Yeah, ask yourself that, you know. And then if you was to say some shit like that on Facebook, oh, man, you're violating community standards. But however, these good old boys and Alabama and Georgia fellas, you know what I'm saying? You know, the good old boys, they can pretty much go up there and say what they want, you know? Man, you could try to report it. Oh, he didn't violate no community standards. But they sure got something to put up on us, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we thank Brother E. Kwani, you know, for calling in. Yeah, he's been, you know, with us, you know, ever since day zero, you see, and which has been going on 5 years now. And this platform has been going on for 5 years now. We're also working with Frontline Black News. Definitely check out the website, frontlinecampaign.org. Definitely check out the Revolutionary Agenda on YouTube. Definitely check out Brother Jay on StreamYard every Saturday night for Frontline Black News. And I think, Brother Jay, you're working on episode 37 now. Is that the next one?
Episode 38.
Oh, okay. Well, episode 38.
We just call that the 38 special. The 38 special.
Yeah, you see. And you got to get back into the reformation of having a solid black family unit. You see, that's another thing that causes these problems. This is because, you know, these public indoctrination centers, you know, have and continue to mislead our youth and got them hell-bent on self-destruction. So the anchor man who inspired this episode tonight, you know, the dual invasion of the black mind, that's where it starts at, right there in the public indoctrination center. You see? You know, how do I learn about you, you know, going in and out of jail?
Public indoctrination. It's misinformation everywhere you turn, brother. You turn on that fucking TV, they tell you some bullshit. You turn on the radio, they tell you some bullshit. Everything everything is a song and dance heading to the pits of hell, brother, and headed to our doom.
Oh, indeed.
You know what I mean? It's like these motherfuckers is the Pied Piper, man, and they're leading us straight to the motherfucking house of fire, brother.
Yes, no doubt.
Yeah, straight down the
door. I agree, man.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, no, that's exactly what it is. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, you live in Los Angeles, man, you're right there by where they do all that crap at, you know? And And then they try to sit up there and justify it. And then the part that really adds insult to injury is when they have the audacity to tell you that this is progress. Yeah,
fuck,
man. This is progress.
That's regress. Damnation.
Yeah, yeah.
Degradation.
Yeah. What up?
You agree?
Yeah.
Yo, you're right about that.
They're trying to stunt our growth and retard our growth, brother. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. That's exactly what it is. Yeah, and particularly your generation that they're doing it to. You see? Very much so, you see? And this is why, Hollywood, is putting all its emphasis on degradation of the black male. You see what I mean? Straight out. Because they're
trying to demoralize. They're trying to demonize, demoralize, and feminize the black man.
Exactly. You
that's
see? And it's,
so
and,
I'm saying, so who's doing something right? So who's doing something right? Who's doing something good?
Right. Well, okay.
Right here.
Yeah, yeah.
Right here.
Exactly.
With this form.
Number one.
You know what I mean?
And this platform. And frontline black news on the revolutionary agenda, because the revolution ain't nothing but a complete and total change.
360.
You know?
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
The change you want to see.
Exactly.
Right.
I mean,
change,
just
like
when I used to have, no, go ahead, brother.
No, I'm just saying, as we change, as the earth changes around itself, change from night to day, that's one revolution. As we change the season, as the earth revolves around the planet, aqua revolves around the sun, it changes seasons. As we change our mind, that becomes a change of the sexual revolution. As we change our attitude towards sex, the word revolution just means change, right? So as we make a change,
exactly.
We move from a Eurocentric to an Afrocentric culture, and we got to be concerned that it's turning into an Asian-centric culture, as the economic, because he who has the gold makes the rules. So we realize that Africa has the gold, but we're not making the rules right now.
You're right, Colleen. Yeah. We got to get that money immediately.
Exactly.
With no hesitation. No. We got to get guap, for real. I'm with you, brother. And that's another thing. We're trying to monetize this form right here. So if anybody wants to go to the website or go to Chewbacca's Black Experience Enhanced on Google, I think there's a PayPal on there, isn't there, Chewbacca?
Brother Che has that there going on. Yeah, definitely.
Make a donation.
Yeah, today.
And not only that, we're selling mixtapes. We got books. We got everything under the sun, man.
Exactly.
A little bit more. You know what I mean? So we definitely are working toward a goal, and our goal is to be economically independent. And,
yes,
that's what this forum is about. You know what I mean? It's trying to do the
exactly.
most with a little and turn a little into a lot. You know what I mean? So
exactly.
That's what we work
for. Exactly. You see, and it's his own, and the marketplace is his own natural phenomenon itself. You see, they don't want us to have that type of knowledge. You see, now let's look at something. All these Afghanis who's getting ready to flood into the United States like these other groups have, okay, what they do, is that they teach their children the family business. You see what I'm saying? It's because you're either going to be an entrepreneur or you're going to work for one. You see? I mean, look at Gates. Look at Bezos. You know what I'm saying? You know, they probably don't even have no advanced education. What they do is they go out there and get the ones that got it, you see? But at the same token, what we got to do, since there's been a lot of emphasis with us on education, and we gave the world education. Let's look at the University of St. Croix over there in Timbuktu in ancient Mali. You see, look how look at where all the sciences come from. Look where all the math comes from. You see, not these fuckboys, man, like Aristotle and Plato and other fools who was down there, Socrates.
They got their
knowledge
from us. They
played No, that's exactly what they did. You see, and then they start going down there.
We are the epitome of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. We are the epitome and embodiment of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, brother. Man, woman,
and
child,
spirituality.
We are the universe. We're the universe, brother. 360.
Yes, sir. Oh, big time. You see.
And this is the knowledge they don't want us to have, is because if we as a people had this knowledge, then this would be a threat to their very fucking existence, you see. And that's the part that they don't want us to have. This is why I brought up the analogy is, suppose, you know, if all the NFL players didn't suit up, you know, come to the AFC-NFC championship playoffs. And suppose if all the black NBA players didn't suit up when it came to the basketball championships, you know, the West, the West and the East. You see what I'm saying?
Their whole system is based on dividing us, brother. Dividing us.
That's precisely.
That's their methodology,
exactly.
Because if you take the head, the body will fall. If you take the head, the body will
absolutely
fall. And we need to use the same strategy against them. That's why the Honorable Elijah studied the white man, because he is successful in all his ways. So, you know, a lot of his methods we need to use against him. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes, indeed.
That's what we are.
Well,
it's misinformation versus the truth, brother. It's all out of war.
Exactly.
Every man for himself.
Okay, well, see, one right there is that they had set the rules that they got everybody playing by, but they don't even want to play by their own rules. Look at the civil rights movement. You know, Dr. King said every man is created equal. He went out there and proved that he wasn't. You know, Malcolm said, hey, do for self. You know, Mr. Muhammad said, hey, you know, do for self, cooperative economics. You see what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Dr. DeGruy currently is giving her excellent lectures on the post-traumatic slave syndrome. And we got to realize is that neo-colonialism, the slave trade here in this hemisphere, all this shit is interrelated, because look who brought you this shit. The Greeks, the Dutch, the Portuguese, you see what I'm saying, the French, you know. And then even Jacques Chirac had said, the former president of France, is that we want to keep these Negroes dumbed down to what we did to them. And that's how we stay in power. I'm not quoting him. I'm paraphrasing him. You know, the premise that he put out there.
So if you want to counteract that, all you got to do is you got to make movies and write our own stories through the media. And tell them that's how nowadays people are looking more towards the media than they are looking towards the institutionalized structure. We realize that it's our time to really take hold of the media, because now the media has become public. We got to find ways to get people's attention, and once we got their attention, we got to give them the right messages. How do we do this?
Yes,
by pooling our resources. That's why that's what's up.
A
brother that's making mixtapes. I mean, that brother needs to advertise his mixtape right now, and shows where we all can support them, so we can also support black business. That's what we got to do. Not just talk about supporting black business, supporting black business.
Implement it.
Vision for community
equals
success.
Yeah, actions speak louder than words, brother. You're right, brother.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, six in one, dozen in the other. It's still the same point. You see, the same idea and thought is getting across every hour is explained. You see, because you're dealing with key elements right there. And this is what these damn Chinese, these Asians, these Europeans and all that, because the only fucking thing that China did is took over in Central Africa where the Belgians left off. Why do you think they knocked off Patrice Lumumba? See? And that was in the early 1960s. You see? And then even as Kwame Ture had said, you know, he had wanted to make Ghana the capital of Africa, just like Gaddafi. He wasn't dependent on a Eurocentric banking system, man. You know, he wanted to set up his own banking system.
So, you know what that reminds me of, Shabaka? You know what that reminds me of, Shabaka? There's an album by Public Enemy. It's called Fear of a Black Planet, and that's what they fear. Take over. You know what I mean?
No, that's exactly what they fear of. It's because, you see, where they get the resources or the raw materials of what they need to maintain their economical power, they're getting it above our damn continent. Why do you think they got the neocolonialists there?
Now, why do you think they hated people like Thomas Sankara? Why do you think they hate Julius Malema? Why do you think they hated Robert Mugabe? Why do you think they hated Idi Amin? See, because, oh, wait a minute, man, you niggas is talking about controlling the resources that we need for our sorry stinking asses to stay alive. Oh, no, we can't have that. And then here comes the brain dead house nigga, oh, from the Western Hemisphere, Yasser Boss, yeah. You know, Malcolm told you, hey, you tell the house nigga, hey, let's run away from this place and let's get away from this evil son of a bitch. Man, what's better than what we got here? That's the fucking problem. That mindset.
I told you, Trondi, in the lesson says he likes the devil because the devil gives him nothing.
Exactly. Weird. You see what I'm saying?
They give you nothing, nothing about it.
Yo, can we repeat that one more time, please? You can repeat that one more time, please? Can you repeat
that
one more time?
The devil, because the devil gives him nothing.
That's what I thought you said.
Yeah, 136.
Right. Yeah. And then, as I'm here, where this show is coming at tonight, you know, from Las Vegas, Nevada, man, look at all this goddamn wealth they got here in this city. Do we control this shit? Hell no. But through sports, through entertainment, we damn sure produce a lot of it here. Every time I come to Las Vegas, I don't recognize this motherfucker because they're constantly building it up. Constantly. Constantly. On the middle of the day.
No, we got to build our own cities.
No, well, that's precisely my point. Well, see, brother, we had built our own cities. They called Timbuktu. They called Dow. You see what I'm saying? The Jews.
Actually, yeah.
The black
market. All that. Okay, you say it now, then, Command.
Sorry to say, for glad to inform, Brother Chewbacca, I got to get going, but I want to salute everybody on the forum. You know, on the panel, and you know,
yes, sir.
I will return to the next show.
Oh, absolutely, Anchorman. Always, yeah, man. And also to that's Brother Ramel understanding comment for to his Anchorman, and he inspired tonight's show with the subject matter.
Thank you, brother.
Very, very
I appreciate
good.
All of y'all. Thank y'all. I peace.
Yes, sir. Okay, Anchorman. Thank you.
Yo, let me get a piece of information from Chewbacca.
Go ahead, buddy. Yeah.
No, yeah, that would be more better. So I was asking if I could get the faithful information of our brothers so we could expand the network. Because the more that we communicate, the closer that we get. I mean, these things are good, but we got to really make this stuff become consistent. Because consistency constitutes character. The ones we try to do things in
repetition.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Well, you see, that's just it, though. You know, our producer who transitioned to Mad Dr. D, he had emphasized, you know, to keep this platform consistent, and that's what we're doing. Oh, yes, sir. Mm-hmm. You see, that's what we're doing. Got to keep it consistent, you see. And this is why we announced the air date of the episode, so when it's looked at back in history, you see what I'm saying, they got an idea of what was going on at the time that we made it. You see, we're in our fifth season right now. You see, and then what we got to do is unify these platforms, you know, and start, you know, creating some industry and get our unhoused neighbors off the street, particularly the woman and the kids. You see what I mean? Particularly the babies in their formative years. So, you know, we can't, you know, have to keep perpetuating, you know, this bullshit. You see?
Right.
And that's what a straight is, people. It's straight bullshit. I mean, they want to sit up there and show these bullshit images of us out here all effeminized and killing each other and disrespecting our women and our women disrespecting us. You know what I mean?
That's why I like positive our programming, positive TV shows.
Oh, yes, sir.
Like Martin.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And when we look at Robert Townsend, and we look at a whole lot of black people, I mean, when he... And we look at John Singleton, and there's a lot of people that are bringing Afrocentric movies to light. I'm trying to write a movie myself called Mansa Musa. I mean, if we could write a Mansa Musa movie, then we could have people with images of our splendor and luxury attached to the African story. A lot of times people in Africa,
yes,
that, I mean, so
and
we gotta look at it.
Do it. And you're right, Brother Kaleem, but see, but we got to do it for ourselves. So if we're going to tell, you know, our history through this modern-day technology, man, we don't need to be going to Universal Studios, man. We don't need to be going to a Miramax and Touchstone. Oh, and do let me say this right here. To those of you over there at 5555 West Melrose Avenue, to those of you over there at the Screen Director's Guild, those over there at the Screen Actors Guild and the Screen Extras Guild and MGM Studios out there in Culver City off of Culver Boulevard, also to the same thing with Warner Brothers and also to Universal Pictures. Two words we got to say to you, and we don't mean to offend our women folk and what have you, but they degraded our women folk as well, too. The two words we got to tell you there, Mr. Hollywood, is fuck you. And we mean that from the, and sincerely from the bottom of our heart. You sit up there and perpetuate that garbage and sit up there and degrade us and steal our talents and steal our technology. And you think we are supposed to love you? Man, you better go see Billy Porter and go see Nas X and go ride your unicorn pony shows. And, and then how you sit up there and perpetuate bullshit like that about men folks, you know, impression in the minds of our young. This is why we got to control our own media. You see? And this is why I appreciate Dr. Sister Shahrazad Ali, the great lectures that she has done over the years. And I'm familiar with the sister's material. And she's absolutely right of what she says. You know, the shattering of the black family unit. You see? And then as Brother Malcolm has said, no nation could rise no higher than this one. And then also, too, by the way, yeah, let's definitely express our condolences to the Shabazz families because Malika Shabazz, age 56, had passed away recently, and I believe that she was the third daughter of Brother Malcolm. And so quite naturally, of course, you know, we recognize, you know, the family's legacy on our history. See, so I want to put that out there. And then, of course, you know, pay respects, you know, to all those that made the ultimate sacrifice. And like I said, and Brother Che, I'm sure he'll emphasize, we're still waiting on you Biden supporters to give us a call right here at 516-418-5996. We understand you might be hesitant to call in. We understand you've been hoodwinked. You got your heads bumped. You know, but we're not here to put you down. Only thing we're going to say is this is why we have the mindset that we do, because we know he ain't shit. You see? Mm-hmm. You know, and then, you know, these sample-ramble Negroes like Kimberly Daniels talking about, oh, I thank God for slavery. Otherwise, I'd be in Africa worshiping the church. You know, so Tim Scott, you know,
crazy,
sit up there
crazy,
talking
crazy.
Dumb shit. Oh, well, America ain't a racist country. So the country was built on racism. Once again, pulling out their Johnsons, pissing on us, telling us it's rain, defecating on us, telling us it's snow. So what it is if we understand the concept of neocolonialism, not only do you have it on the continent, but the worst form of where you got neocolonialism is these brain-dead-ass Negroes here in the U.S.
Yeah.
It's pathetic. It's sickening. The division that goes on amongst us, we need to be working on that. And see, each time one brother goes out there and kills another brother, man, that there might have been a soldier you might need to watch your back.
Mm-hmm.
It says that we got to change that shit, and it all starts off in the formative years of our youth, and this is why we got to get them away from these motherfucking public indoctrination centers. Straight up, we got to homeschool our youth. The black woman, she is the first teacher of the black child. Got to do more, you know, for the sisters. They say he's the burden of all for them. We got to take care of our homeless children out there. We got a lot of black homeless children out there, folks. And then, of course, like how they doing these child traffickings, you know, from black children in Africa with all these Eurocentric foundations and all that old type of shit. Only Lord knows what happens to those babies.
Mm.
You see? And we got to emphasize, you know, on taking care of ourselves later for Charlie. See, boss is through. He's finished. It's like when Minister Farrakhan said in 1985 at the lecture he gave at the L.A. Forum. His subject matter, people organized working for economic recovery. You see?
Well, Shabaka, we got a caller out.
Oh, yes, sir.
We got a caller out, 720, last 40295. I think that's fake, too, but I'm not sure.
Okay. Okay. My idea is 720-393, last, yeah. 9393, you're on the air. Yeah, 393, yeah. And then 720 area code, you're on the air. What's your name and where you calling from? What's on your mind? Okay, not ready. Okay, moving right along. Okay, so therefore, ladies and gentlemen, as we have always stated on this podcast, it's up to us, you know, to take care of us, and we got to get to our youth. That is the Eurocentric invasion of the black mind in our formative years in these public indoctrination centers. See, and you other groups, and you other groups out there, you got to go hold your own nuts. We can't do it for you no more.
Right, we can't do it
all. Right, and then they have capitalized these other groups off of our suffrage and off of our misery and off of us being brutalized, you know, during the civil rights era, didn't they? Want us to sit up there and just forget about all that barbarism that was committed against us. Forget about all that degradation that was committed us. We'll be damn fools to forget that. If anything, that there should give us more incentive and more motivation to do for ourselves. See, because it didn't work. Dr. King told you that, you know, shortly before he died. The burning house of integration. Everybody else is capitalizing up all for us, except us. Not only on the continent, but in the diaspora as well, too. See? It's downright stupid. And it's almost getting to the point where we have our own selves to blame, because in this era of information and research that you could do at your fingertips. Come on, black family, you know we're better than this.
Well,
and that's why, you know, turn our backs on that institution in Hollywood. The NBA, the NFL, do it all at once and just look at the economical shift, you know, about what happened. I mean, look at the economical shift of the scandemic, plandemic, pandemic, or whatever it is. See? I mean, look at that, who was that Surgeon General up under Trump? Oh, we need to have the rap guys go make jingles for the people to take the vaccine. And then who was this here? One of these entertainers is going to meet with Joe Biden, and the mission is to influence us more to take the vaccine. You know, what is that shit? Yeah, right. But you could best believe that this sister went out there and said, well, hey, you know, let's do something here. You know, educate our youth and homeschool our youth and control our own resources. Watch how fast Joe Biden will run away.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Just like the owner of, what was it, the Baltimore Colts? Not the Baltimore Colts, I'm sorry, the Indianapolis Colts, I'm sorry, who made the statement that, well, when they had the NFL strike going on or the stuff going on behind Kaepernick taking a knee, what did he say? We can't have the slaves running the plantation.
Oh, that was Jerry Jones.
Yeah. You know, so what should that tell you? I mean, what should that tell us, black family, that 2 + 2 must equal 4 and not 5 and not 3?
What?
And later for these Uncle Tim Scott teams. Later for Kamala Harris. You know what I'm saying? And y'all are calling this shit progress, and we should be thankful. Come on, I voted in every election from the time I was 18 until I was 40. Rather at the federal level, the state level, the city level, and whatnot. Is it? And look at it. You know, hope Jesse Paris, you know, becomes the mayor of Denver. You see, because he's out there taking it to the people the way they should be. This is why I appreciate the indigenous people every Columbus Day when they get up before the state capitol and says, no, you ain't going to tell this damn lie about this disease-infested fuck named Columbus.
Right.
He was a damn drunk. The dude thought he was going to India. He made a left turn when he should have turned right. He was a drunk. A savage. You had to come to us to learn how to wash their asses. And you don't want us to talk about critical race theory. You want to have brain-dead Negroes call up here, they want to hit on black women. You got brain-dead Negroes, hey, you're welcome to call in, you know, any time, and the only thing you're going to do is get degraded again, you know. Clowns like who got bad from this show that came across on another podcast a few days back.
You're breaking up, Chewbacca. I don't know what it is.
Okay, I'm breaking up.
Yeah.
Okay, what about now?
Okay, what about now?
Okay. Okay. All right, and then let's see, we got a call out to 720 area code, you know, as well, too. Last 40295. Okay, so like I said, you know, it's up to us to take care of us, and, you know, we could do it and we have the resources to do it, but they want to keep us ignorant to these facts. You see? And that is in the educational system. You know? Secondary education and upper learning. You see? You know, Dr. DeGruy told you that. You know? Post-traumatic syndrome. And then, you get these public indoctrination centers, as we would emphasize it, and then, of course, of what the media portrays about us. You see? Then other distractions and diversions, you know, they give up. And like I said, you know, let's look at the professional sports world. You see? Imagine if every black player decided not to show up there for the conference playoffs.
Yeah, that would be something.
Oh, yeah, that would be awesome. And the chain reaction that would cause in the economy, you know, could be quite devastating. For the owners, that is. You see what I mean? Yeah, you know, here they got all this advertisement money dropped on the NFC Championship, the AFC Championship. Same thing with the Super Bowl. And suppose the black player says, hey, guess what? We're not showing up at the last minute. And keep in mind, they're going to rip your contracts. Okay. But if you do it in mass, they ain't going to have no choice but to sit down there and negotiate. because, hey, you got billions of dollars riding on these three games right here, you know, the conference championships and the Super Bowl. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That there will be the pressure point to strike the blow, just like what Brother Kaleem is emphasizing on. Just like what Julius Malema is over there doing, man, with the Economical Freedom Prize. And I think Mr. Malema has said it quite clearly when he said, if I steal your car and you come back and steal it from me, you have not committed no theft. You are recuperating. You are recovering your stolen property.
Right.
Recuperating your loss, you see. But, you know, the mindsets and the fuckery that they do to our children mentally in these public indoctrination centers. And then, of course, you know, the family unit is being shattered, and we got a lot of our missing children, and one of the elements is being because the cohesiveness of the black family is gone and deteriorated. See? Yeah, so comments, gentlemen.
My thoughts is everything that you just said. I mean, we have to get our kids out in public indoctrination centers. We have to support
mm-hmm.
things like Uhuru Academy and other schools.
Exactly.
With Afrocentric teachers and curriculums and philosophies. And we have to do for self, black family. We have to support black businesses. We have to support one another. And we have to control the narrative, and we have to control the media, and then by way of finances and the economics in our communities.
Yes, sir. Yes, indeed. And then also, too, I'm going to say this here, then we can start our closing comments. Okay, one is this platform is open for anybody out there, you know, making a Cash App donation with us to keep the platform going on, also to innovate. Also, too, we're going to be having mixtapes, as Brother Ramel has stated. And also, too, we got some advertisement slots available for black businesses that's trying to do it, you know. Hey, all we got is each other. Let's get the spot going, because this is all what these other groups is doing. And you could inbox us at Shabaka's Black Experience Enhance on the like page. Definitely check out Frontline Black News. You can leave us some contact information for what you want to do at frontlinecampaign.org. Hey, now's the time to do it. Now is the time to do it. And that is my closing comment. And okay, on you, Brother Kaleem, and then you, Brother Che.
Brother Kaleem, still with us?
I'm just saying we got to applaud ourselves for the efforts that we're making in bringing our peoples together and creating a platform for the discussion of key issues. It's important that we implement strategies to empower ourselves so that our talk becomes action. Vision plus commitment equals success. Once we start to envision ourselves as successful, once we are committed to that process, it will be a natural result of our actions. Actions are the ones that we want. Bring out of this practice, right? Visualizations, visualization at work, which so we start to work our desires and our mindsets. Then we start to manifest our energies that have been laying inside of us for generations to come, and to bring us so we can emulate some of the great achievements many of our ancestors.
Right.
Have done. We still have the, but we lack the organization. That's, I'm going to ask for Bell's information on Facebook so we can actually start a network. So we can start to support each other economically as well as emotionally and spiritually. In order for us to have support, we make this into a strong think tank. After that, provisions in place to ensure that we have unity and camaraderie for years to come, for this shouldn't be an ad hoc gathering, but rather a revolutionary organization built with the mindset in hand to achieve certain goals set. One of our goals are economic right now, so we got to set up timetables, timelines for us to achieve this most efficiently and effectively.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay. Well, write it down. Okay, Brother Chase.
Thank you to all the callers that called in tonight. We appreciate your input. We all that we got, Black family. Ain't nobody going to come help us. Ain't nobody going to come save us but us. We have to do for self. We have to support our own Black businesses, build our own Black economy, build our Black institutions, and get our kids out these public indoctrination centers, support things like the Uhuru Academy.
Yes, sir.
Ain't nobody going to educate our kids, instill our kids with knowledge itself but us. So it's up to us to do it. We can't depend on this wicked system to do it. We see how that goes with the school-to-prison pipeline. We have to get our kids out of these public indoctrination centers as soon as possible. Go back to homeschooling your kids, educating them and instilling them with the knowledge itself. Thank you for having me on tonight, Shabaka. This has been a great show, awesome discussion.
Yes, sir.
Looking forward to the next one.
Absolutely. Okay, and then, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to...
One more thing. Make sure you check out Frontline Black News on YouTube and Facebook on Saturdays at 10 p.m.
Right.
Mountain Standard Time. We'll be having episode 38. And also check out the Revolutionary Agenda on Thursday at 4 p.m. Mountain Standard Time.
Yes, sir. Indeed. All righty. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that day concludes our episode, The Eurocentric Invasion of the Black Mind. And air dated this episode was November 23rd, 2021. So on our out track tonight, since we were talking about Africa and diamonds and resources, we're going to go out with Stamela by the one and only Mr. Hugh Masekela.
Comes from Mozambique, Angola, Zimbabwe, Malawi, Botswana, Namibia, Lesotho, Swaziland, and the whole hinterland of South Africa. This train carries on in the young men and old men who are conscripted to come and work on contract in the gold mines of Johannesburg and its surrounding metropolis. Deep, deep, deep down in the belly of the earth, when they're digging and drilling for that mighty evasive stone, or when they dish that mishmash mush food into their iron plate with an iron shovel, or when they hear that choo-choo train and screaming and puffing in the far horizon, they always curse the coal train that brought them to Johannesburg. Amen. Yeah,